Boston.
Is Rome Republican or Democratic, or can you say, really?
Well, the city went Republican. Out of five precincts in the city, four of them went for Hal Suit. One went for Jimmy Carter.
Is that right?
But all of the county precincts except one went for Jimmy Carter. But Jimmy Carter has carried Rome and Floyd County every time he's run for anything now for the last 4 years. He's carried it in every election.
I think that was what happened in Rome and Floyd County. It's probably the same thing in the whole state, because Suit did very well in Atlanta. And I thought, I haven't seen all the figures yet, but Carter's real strength seemed to be across all of Georgia rather than isolated in one area.
I wonder, they haven't mentioned the socialist, Ms. Janess.
Yeah, I wonder how she did.
I wonder if she got in. I hope she didn't get a vote.
Oh, I think she's really way out. She got a lot of support from some of the students I know. Andrew Young really got a lot of support in the area that we were in.
Well, did he win?
No, Fletcher Thompson won in that area. But Andrew Young got a tremendous, tremendous vote. It'll be interesting to see what it is. He got, of course, a lot of the black votes. But then I think he also got votes from younger people who were concerned about the war as well. It'll be interesting when all the figures are finally in, just to see how it all did go. I'm sure Mr. Carter would make a very good governor.
Yeah, when I think of him, I think of roasted peanuts.
Okay. I can see why you'd think of roasted peanuts with Jimmy Carter.
Yes. I like peanuts, so maybe we'll get along.
On the way up here, I saw a field with cotton in it, you know, that had, what do you call it when it opened out? The white cotton was in.
Well, it's ready to pick.
And yeah, just a small plot of it, really.
You don't see many fields on the highway, but Bartow County around Cartersville is still a cotton county.
Is
you get out off the highways, they have some great fields of cotton, and they pick it by machinery and so forth.
Really?
And it is ready to pick, and been ready to pick for weeks, and had a lot of rain, and they haven't been able to get it picked. And every time it rains, it damages it some. A lot of it drops off on the ground, so that's lost. Mm. And they are losing. They're hurting.
That is a shame. They said on the radio coming up here that it was going to rain tonight and possibly snow. Light snow.
I heard. This is a radio here. I heard a little bit of, a little while ago that Blairsville had a half an inch of snow this morning.
Really?
Uh-huh. So it melted fast after, as the day got started, but so they did have half an inch this morning.
Did it snow much in Rome?
Well, I guess it's probably about like Atlanta, because last winter we had three, I believe, but it got down to zero, I think, each time, you know, and below for two, 3 days.
The last time that we were talking about the area outside a barn where animals graze or are kept and mill around. And you told me that was called a barnyard. Is this a fixed area?
Yes.
It's fixed in. Could you tell me as many different kinds of fences, and by that I mean by the way they're constructed, the material that goes into them, as you can think of?
Mm-hmm. You mean what each fence is called, or each
type
of fence?
Well, each type, what it would be made of is probably what you'd think of.
Well, there's one made of barbed wire, and there's what is known as page wire fence, which is a sort of mesh, large mesh. Like this. And there, in the olden times, and you still see it for ornamental use in the mountains around some homes now, the old rail fences, and in fact, there's some people here have it. It's going to be quite some expense, I guess, to have it around their homes, yards.
Yeah, I think you see them in Atlanta, too.